So we'll go ahead and open the phone lines up, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, if you want to jump on, if you got something to add. Pope Francis, anti-Pope Francis, the Jesuit, you know, I've been digging around in some of the traditional Catholic circles. Okay, Church Militant, LifeSite News, so forth and so on. And it's interesting, this confluence here that I'm noticing, where a lot of the traditional, pretty hardcore, loyal, old school Catholics are really kind of uniting and really going after the Jesuits as the destabilizing revolutionary force within the church and throwing them under the bus. Very interesting. You know, I've always kind of, for 20 years, I've followed, you know, Eric John Phelps and Szymanski and some of these other guys that have really been zeroing in on the Jesuit papacy as the driving force, the New World Order, and blah, 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 where they totally kind of turned a blind eye to the Talmudic kosher mob, okay? And then some of the people, and I talk about this from time to time, some of the people totally focus in on the kosher mafia, and they 100% guns on the Jews and microscope on the Jews, where they don't look at these other elements, okay? And so it's very interesting to, when you're looking at this thing as an equation, like a mathematical equation, you cannot discount the machinations of Rome as a vehicle laying groundwork in this world government system, and the vaccine stuff and all that stuff. Some of these people in the big pharma companies are, you know, you look at Monsanto. You had a Knight of Malta and a Sephardic Jewish marriage here, this whole Monsanto thing. And you see this overlap between these factions. But this Pope Francis just released this new encyclical, Fratelli Tutti, okay, where he's ripping on capitalism, he got together with some of these Islamic leaders. So ripping on capitalism, ripping on self-defense, to where basically saying it's almost sinful to defend yourself or your country. And he goes off on borders. Okay. The whole thing is just, it's mind blowing. Okay. And then Jay Dyer was talking about this the other day when he was on the radio. But so this entire encyclical is just it's like a global weird, you know, it's Jesuit through and through. Ken, go ahead, roll clip six.
Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano has called Pope Francis's latest encyclical, quote, a manifesto in the service of the New World Order, end quote. This is John Henry Weston for LifeSite News, bringing you the latest from an interview with Archbishop Vigano we published at LifeSite News today. I'd encourage you to go there for the full interview, but here are some highlights. In a devastating appraisal of Pope Francis's latest encyclical Fratelli Tutti, which means all brothers, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano called out its failure to take abortion seriously. He said, and I quote, "This deafening silence concerning the most odious crime in the eyes of God, because it is committed upon an innocent and defenseless child, depriving it of life, betrays the twisted vision of this ideological manifesto that is in the service of the New World Order," end quote. The globalist, and this is a continuation of his quoting from our interview with him published today at LifeSite, the globalist and ecumenical pacifism of Fratelli Tutti envisions an earthly paradise that lays its foundations on refusing to recognize the kingship of Christ over societies and the entire world, end quote. The former papal nuncio to the United States also criticizes the encyclical's call for a brotherhood based on worldly or, as he says, horizontal brotherhood rather than on the true brotherhood in Christ. He says, and I quote, "What brotherhood could ever exist between people if killing an innocent child is considered irrelevant?" He continues, "How can one condemn social exclusion while remaining silent on the most criminal of social exclusions, that of a child who has a right to live, to grow, to be loved, and to love, adore, and serve God and attain eternal life?" He continues, "What is the point of addressing arms trafficking if one can be joined in brotherhood with one who dismembers a child in the womb of its mother, one who sucks the child's brains out the instant before birth," end quote. Archbishop Vigano says that the encyclical's apparent hope to bring hope to all men of the earth is misguided since, quote, "in order to truly desire the good of modern man, it is necessary to wake him out of his hypnotic spell of do-goodery, ecologism, pacifism, ecumenism, and globalism." He said, "in order to want the good of sinful and rebellious man, it is necessary to make him understand that by distancing himself from his Creator and Lord, he will end up being a slave of Satan and of himself," end quote. Archbishop Vigano spells out the only hope to foster peace and harmony among men is, quote, "by conforming to the will of God." In the interview, Archbishop Vigano called on
faithful... Go ahead and stop it there, Ken. Now we're going to run clip three. And this is interesting because this gets into the relationship with George Soros, okay, Hungarian Jew, and the Jesuits and Pope Francis. Go ahead and roll clip three real quick, then we'll start taking some calls.
We know, for example, from Italian media reports that George Soros was instrumental in funding the Pope's 2015 trip to America. We know that Pope Francis diverted $500,000 from the Peter's Pence collection in 2018 to help fund the migrant caravan to the U.S. border, another venture funded in part by Soros. We know with reasonable certainty from various media accounts that the Vatican secretly funneled a huge sum of money to Hillary's campaign in 2016, perhaps approaching $1 million. The author, Henry Sear, in his book Dictator Pope, outlines a vast web of corruption all surrounding this Marxist agenda. He recounts how Pope Francis was furious that Trump had won his upset election and let his feelings be known among certain high-ranking Curia members. Their globalist plans were completely thrown into chaos and would now have to be reconnoitered. That's the deep church we talk about all the time. If these men truly believe immigration is equal to child murder, then why do they never fund anything to bring a halt to the slaughter? Why don't they appear in front of world bodies and petition for the poor in the womb? Why don't they condemn candidates who support, promote, and advance the child slaughter equally in the same manner and intensity they condemn candidates who are opposed to illegal immigration? The answer is because they really don't believe the two are equal, not at all. One, they tolerate abortion because it weaves into their larger plan. They just have to pretend they care so they can carry on with keeping up appearances. Appearances that they are good men, men of God, who want the best for all humanity without any regard for themselves. Just like the Pharisees had a real regard for peace in Israel, for the good of the nation, even if one man had to perish. And of course, it never occurred to them in the slightest that they would profit from his death personally, or so they thought. Exactly how personal profit never occurs to the hierarchy in making their political choices known. These men are truly disgusting to behold. Draped in the robes of their sacred office, it actually turns your stomach to look at most of them. A bunch of conniving, socially awkward, out of shape, limp-wristed, middle management bureaucrats, content with counting their shekels, while thousands of children are torn to shreds in the womb every day, and that's just in America. But oh, look at us, virtue signaling how wonderful we are. Other people suffer also. And if we help those people, we get all kinds of money from the government. So yeah, all of this is equal, but not really. Ruth Bader Ginsburg died and had millions, tens of millions of children at her judgment testifying against her. But she was not a successor of the apostles. He is a bishop. He is a successor of the apostles. He's just a fraudulent Catholic. He's a lying, deceiving fraud, like many of his brothers who have to keep declaring bankruptcy because they can't keep up with all the lawsuits from the thousands of boys who were raped by their priests and bishop friends and then all covered up about it. They care nothing about children, the cheats. They don't care about them in the womb. They don't care about them while they're being raped by fellow clergy. They only care about them when they are immigrants they can cash in for a buck and charge the taxpayer for. Getting Biden elected for them is job one, a huge number of these men. It's their job one so they can once again raid the nation's piggy bank for lucre while pretending to care for the poor. If you cared for the poor, truly, you'd protect the children in your care, born and preborn, and had billions of dollars available to help you with all of that. Instead, you've squandered the church's wealth and even sued insurance companies who rightfully refused to pay settlements for your sins and given $4 billion to your attorneys and victims. But hey, Bishop, all these lives are equal, right? Each is a concern to you, right? Then why do you only talk about the ones you can make a buck off? You want Trump out of office because he upsets your status quo, is draining the swamp, and you're all being exposed for the crooks you are, spiritual terrorists. And in his place, you'll accept a child killer and his anti-Catholic bigot running mate and pretend to idiotic Catholics made that way by you that there is a difficult choice here. On the one hand, we have someone temporarily unemployed.
All right, let's start taking some calls. Let's bring Tom in Florida on. Good evening, Tom. What's on your mind?
Yeah, look, Robert, good evening to you. First off, let's get going with here, Sludge, Matt Sludge. Yeah, I believe he did sell the Drudge Report to a bunch of homosexual Jews. He got, as you know, he gave a bunch of properties away to two or three of his lovers. Supposedly, a rumor has it that Drudge may have AIDS. I don't know if you heard that story.
Yeah, I've heard it.
And by the way, getting to this Whoopi Goldberg and Joey Behar, you know they were both raised Catholic. You know that, right, Robert?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they from when I did the research, both of them were Catholic at one time, and now they're both acting like they're schmucks, putzes. But anyway, orientals, whatever you want to call them. Now, what I really want to talk about right now, Robert, is Antifa and all this, what you're bringing up about the Jewish vote. Even if this election in 2 weeks, the Jews are still going to probably vote 80% for Biden and the Democrats and Kamala. Okay, 80%. They usually, that's the steady course of the Jewish vote in the United States. When they were bringing these bricks and these trucks in there with all these bricks and weapons to, you know, destroy all these loot and burn and all that and attack the police, we know it's funded by Zog, There's no question about it.
Sure.
Okay? There's no question. And you were mentioning that this all started back in the 60s, okay? This started in the 60s with these Zionists. Look at this guy, Bruce Springsteen, this rockin' holer, Holick. He said if Trump gets elected, he's gonna move out of the country. They've all been saying that. Rosie, yeah. O'Donnell, Cher, Madonna.
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue's moving to Greece if Trump wins re-elections.
Yeah, there you go, another drug addict, whatever you want to call him, a freak show.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all these idiots are going to leave. Well, you know what? One-way ticket. Get your AAs out of here because we don't need them. But, you know, and here I go with you, Robert. I want to get on. I want you to talk a little bit about this Ghislaine Maxwell. What she, you know, we're hearing about Hunter Biden in this computer. But what does this broad have on so many of these criminal politicians and the pedophilia and all that? I mean, we're hearing about. I think Joe Biden and Hunter may go to if actually Trump has some waywos, I believe they could go to jail.
Ghislaine Maxwell's on a level much higher than Hunter Biden is. You have to realize her father.
Yes.
Her father was a heavy Jewish double triple agent. And so and he was murdered. And then now he was made this massive hero in Israel and all this stuff. So that guy was, you know, he was heavy MI6 Mossad, you know, the Jewish Mossad and the British intelligence have this relationship that's very, very close because of the Rothschilds, of course. And so,
correct.
Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, this was Robert Maxwell's favorite kid, and she got brought into the, let's say, cloak and dagger world. And so she was, a lot of people think she was Epstein's handler. And so she's still alive, and who knows where he is. He could still be alive for all we know. But she's on a much higher level than Hunter Biden. Joe Biden, as far as, you know, he got brought to the vice presidency, and he's got a lot of connections with Delaware, which was the corporate capital of basically the world, where all the corporations and everything were registered there in Delaware, this little bitty baby state. That's why he was the senator coming out of Delaware. A lot of stuff goes on in Delaware.
Yes, they wear it well over there. Let me ask you this, Robert. How long does it take?
Well, I got a lot of callers built up here. I got a lot of callers built up here, Tom. I can't waste too much more time. But
Robert, real quickly, I just want to say, Maxwell, how long does it take for this case to implode with the knowledge this broad has? They don't want to say nothing about it. And
you know how many theories there are going on about what's happening with Maxwell, where she's going to flip. She's going to disappear. She's going to get Epstein and then, you know, get brought out on a stretcher with a dummy, and she's going to get to escape. I mean, I have zero faith in Barr and the Department of Justice and so forth and so on, to where, you know, Christopher Wray at the FBI, this guy, this scumbag. There's so many people that have been placed in the DOJ and the FBI that I just don't know how many good people are left. Go ahead.
Robert, I just make it real quickly. Bill, you know, when Bill Clinton was flying on the Lolita Express with Epstein over to the island, his sex island, Bill Clinton's even mentioned that, you know, he was in love with her, actually. And he's even saying, you know, he wouldn't take Hillary, but he'd go over there with Jeffrey. Jeffrey said, I don't want her. You can have her. So Bill Clinton used her like a sex rag doll. And he even said that she could suck the chrome off the engines of the jet.
Yeah, allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, well, she did go to the Chelsea's wedding and all that by herself with Bill Clinton. I mean, come on, this whole thing's a cabal, the big giant cabal, man, of the demonic entities in power. So be it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we'll see what happens this whole.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. You just got to let this thing flesh out because there's so many angles just to all these stories that it almost makes your head pop. All right, thanks, Tom. Let's take Dr. Kelly in California. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, and thank you so much for your work. Thanks. Would be your advice? And it's okay not to answer right away. Hopefully I'll be able to check back next week for more info. and I'm here in the northern eastern part of California, and finally got involved and got to sign the Recall Gavin 2020 petition, recallgavin20.com. What was your highest service rank obtained? Thank you again for your service, you know, before, during, and hopefully after this is over. And what is the most important training for people to have, given that we're so close to the front site area and they're, in fact, suing Steve Sisolak, their governor, and recalling him for shutting down the most important land in Nevada?
Well, as far as training, I mean, I would say, I guess the important thing is, first and foremost, your marksmanship. But other things like, you know, squad tactics, cover and concealment, all these things that you learn when you're in the military. I mean, when this thing goes, I mean, the best thing I can say is if you're in a urban area, to have a plan to get out and have somewhere to go, and have your stuff prioritized to where what you need and what you're willing to not, you know, to part with, and these sorts of things, to be mobile. I mean, there's just so much to try to go through, but the older you get, the more you realize that a lot of it becomes less and less important, because you realize that you don't have that many days on the earth left. The young people that have, you know, the kids that they've got to raise and all these things, they're the ones that, man, they're the ones in a pickle here. But I never made it very high. I only did my 4 years and I got out. And so, as far as, you know, I was never up in the staff NCO ranks. I was an enlisted person. I was not an officer. So that's about what I'm willing to give up. Anything else, Kelly?
Thank you again. My grampy was in the Navy. His desk was the shotgun shell reloading station.
Nice.
And I just want him to be proud when he looks down and wondered if the 5G, these streetlights, this digital LED crap, if it's easier to take it out with a slug or with a buckshot round, because they're getting expensive. So I want to be good and accurate.
Well, I mean, a few rifle rounds, I'm sure, if you place them in the right areas. You know, when I was younger and I first saw the streetlight cameras coming in, I don't remember what age I was, but I wanted to start climbing up and tearing those things down as soon as I first started, because I knew what they were the beginning of. And it's just fascinating to see how far we've come since the first cameras started going up on the streetlights. And so where we're at now, it's just crazy.
Yeah, and that was my fault that you were feeling that way, because I've been prayed up and praying about it with my good pastor. Thank you again.
All right, take care. Let's take Chris near Las Vegas. How are we doing, Chris?
Well, thank you so much, Robert, for the pleasure of following Dr. Kelly. I'll cap on a little bit of what both of you talked about. The manhole covers is the access plate on the bottom of those poles where all the communication cables and power wires have to go up and down. So that's an easy place to act for somebody that's motivated to try to intervene on these so-called smart, specialized military advanced acoustic receiver transmitter devices.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with you also on your assessment of Ray and Guillermo Berrios, a.k.a. William Barr. It's my contention that they are both extra deep dark state operative assets.
Sure, sure.
And if you remember, they had about 2,500 deep staters that signed the letter anti-Trump. And so when you understand they got a deep bench, the secret executive services, the SSES,
yeah.
the SES as they call it, you can find that on the DOJ.gov's USAM website at 1-4.000. Go to about page 20, and you'll find it's 30-year Department of State bureaucrats. So they're deep steeped in the bar's logic. And, of course, the bar is a warring force that was brought to this country. And their mask is people are going to help us, but they've taken over the complete justice system, so there is no separation of powers anymore. There's really the illusion of it.
Sure. Oh, and what? How many? What's the percentage of the people in Congress that are members of the bar? It's way up there. It's sick.
It's got to be in the upper 80s to the 90s yeah. at least.
Yeah.
And this is very dangerous.
Then they'll throw a little actress bartender in there just for some flavor, like AOC.
Yeah, that's a very intriguing observation there, as a matter of fact. But until we clean out these bar attorneys who are foreign agents of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, 1937, these people are seditiously undermining and committing treason against this country and tearing it to pieces. We're imploding the country, and they're trying to make it easy for our adversaries to take over us. I'm not sure it's going to be as easy as they think, but it could be a very interesting opposition party.
Yeah.
God bless you, Robert. Thank you very, very much. Glad to have you back this week. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks, Chris. Yeah, there's just, you know, it's so overwhelming right now. And we're coming up on break in a few minutes, so I'm not going to bring up the next caller yet, but... censorship by big social and more shall be their downfall. This is on Nuke Pro and is in full swing. 32 sites banned this week and their bit shoots. So Amazing Polly, Mouthy Buddha, X22, World Alt Media, SGT Report, Dollar Vigilante, Titus Frost, Destroying the Illusion, Red Pill 78, Praying Medic, Storm is Upon Us. In Pursuit of Truth, Woke Societies, in the Matrix, and We Know, Stroppy Me, Just Informed Talk, No More News, Last American Vagabond, Edge of Wonder, True Reporting, The Public Space, Good Dog, Sarah Westfall, McAllister TV. And then it gives you their bit shoots to where you can still find their material. But, so these people are all getting purged off of various platforms. Probably Facebook, and then some of them off of YouTube and so forth. So a lot of those, some big, heavy, researchers and so forth. And they're doing this all leading up. Now, there's a kid, James Munder, that I've followed, and he's gone full blown CIA's after. I was just on his YouTube. He's up full blown CIA's after me, all this stuff. And he's like, they're going to murder a bunch of us in the next month or two. And I really don't want to talk about it, but some probably 6 weeks ago, some very strange things happened to me. And let's just say, and I'm just going to put it as simple like this. You know how you have liquid supplements? You know, droppers of this, droppers of that. And let's just say a bunch of mine came up with a very strange smelling, you know how like you know like your bottle of milk thistle, your bottle of olive leaf extract, or your bottle of colloidal silver, you know, on a daily basis when you take all these things and you put them into your shaker bottle or whatever, you know how much is in there, right? You know one's running low, you know the other one's about half full, and you just kind of know these things from a day-to-day use. And I'm going to hold that thought till we get back from the break.
I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart, looking for a stone with your name.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Public Broadcasting Network, and I was talking about an incident that happened maybe about 6 weeks ago, and I was talking about my supplement bottles, you know, the various liquids, and you know which one's about to run out, and you have to have another one on standby, you know, your nascent iodine, your vitamin D3, your oil of oregano, that sort of stuff, elderberry. I do a lot of that in liquids. And one morning I woke up, and I know, and this is, I got an old colloidal silver bottle. I got, you know, my Herbal Healer Academy, 500 parts per million. That's what I use because, heck, you buy a $60 bottle, that sucker will last you for a long time. You don't have to use near as much if you're, you know, you buy this 20 parts per million or 30 parts per million stuff. Heck, you're going to blow through that. That's why I buy the 500 parts per million. And it's, you know, it's an amber colored substance. You know, it's not some, it doesn't look like water. This is a lot more powerful than your normal colloidal silver. In any way, it was probably 20% left in there. And I know it because I'd been using the dropper bottle for a while. And I woke up one morning and I'm putting my concoction of supplements together, you know, my liquid multivitamin, my apple cider vinegar, you know, all my stuff that I put into my morning drink. And then I looked at my colloidal silver and it was full. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, how the hell is it full? I was about to run out and I was going to have to refill the bottle. And I'm like, and I opened it up and it had this chemical, like a bleach, a strange chemical smell. And I'm like, what the hell? So I set it to the side. And then I started looking at some of my other supplements that I knew were not full. And they were all freaking full. And I'm like, oh, what the hell? And so then I opened them all up, and they all had this same freaking bleach-like, you know, it's hard to explain, but it was a chemical smell. And so a string of my supplements got tampered with in my domicile. And then I had a whiskey bottle, some scotch, that was sitting over that way. And I was like, well, I opened it up, same freaking smell. So I'm not saying that I'm a TI or gang stalked or some other weird crap, but I am saying that I had some of my stuff tampered with, and I can't explain it. But it was freaky. And I had been kind of not wanting to talk about it on the air, but then, you know, some of these, like, I seen this YouTuber that I've, you know, just, you know, I go through tons of different channels looking at stuff, BitChute, YouTube, all that stuff. And this guy's like went off the deep. He's like saying that he's, you know, being stalked, and a lot of people are going through some things right now. So I figured, what the hell, I'll talk about it. But, you know, it's freaky to have to deal with something like that. Let's take Chance in West Virginia. Good evening, Chance.
Yes. Hello, Robert. Wow, man, it's time to think about who else has keys to your house, ain't it now?
Well, these people don't need keys, Chance.
yeah, I see what you mean. Well, welcome back, Robert, and I'm glad you feel better. You know, like your response to Dr. Kelly, you know, I'm an old fart now. I have no fear. I have concerns, but no fear. Before I get to my main point, I want to ask you a question, Robert, is you mentioned that guy Hickenlooper. I remember there was a senator, a Bork Hickenlooper from Iowa. He was a Republican senator from the 40s to the 60s. I wonder if that's any relation, by the way. Would you happen to know?
No, I don't. But this guy was John Hickenlooper, and I'm looking him up now. He was Colorado, governor of Colorado, former governor of Colorado. Yeah.
There was a Republican senator from Iowa.
Yeah, he was a businessman and a geologist who was mayor of Denver from 2003 to 2011 and governor of Colorado from 2011 to 2019. And he was like your lone person up there running for the Democratic presidential nomination that was talking smack on socialism, like, yo, this is a losing strategy and so forth and so on. It's like, you know, he was the only one being kind of realistic, and then he just got booed and just thrown under the bus, and the Bernie people were like, you know, they were basically saying he was a fascist, you know, because he didn't want to implement socialism here in the United States. I mean,
well, like I said,
looks, we're pretty far down the road to socialism. I mean, if you read the Communist Manifesto, you know, I'm gonna pull out my Communist Manifesto, and I'm gonna start just reading parts of it from time to time on the air, just to kind of revisit how far down the road we are already.
Oh, we're 90% there, Robert. We're 90% there. Now, my question to you now, Robert, is the main reason why I called is Jeff Rentz had on Bernard Grover last week discussing the QAnon phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
And what a bunch of I don't know if you heard it, but he was basically contending that it's a bunch of bull crap. And I was just wondering if you heard it and what your opinion is.
I've heard him before. Now, this guy is like the resident kind of Rentz's kind of resident Q trasher. And so he's got a lot of articles up there on Rentz. And so he's been a Q skeptic from day one. And I'm in the middle of the road on the Q stuff. Some of this stuff comes to fruition, and some of it, remember all the stuff, trust the plan, trust Sessions and all that stuff. And so there's, you know, but you got to realize there's been people that have, let's say, been Anons. See, Q and the Anons are two different things. Q is the group or the person. The Anons are all the people that feed Q all this stuff. And so there's, you know, when you talk about QAnon and all that stuff, there's, you know, there's a lot there to where people get all jumbled up, and there's infiltrators, people
I think I might have got confused. But you know what I heard on Ted Brower's show, Robert, real quick before I let you go so other people can get in. Ted Brower mentioned that the whole Q business was fostered by Citicorp. I don't know if you heard about that now.
No. The guy that ran the QAnon.pub website was an employee of one of those big banks. Now, look, there's a ton of different websites that do the Q stuff. Q stuff is posted on 8kun, 8kun. See, it used to be called 8chan. All right? And so that's where the Q stuff's posted. Now, there's all kinds of people that build these aggregator websites. Like the one I pay attention to now is QAG. Okay, it's QAGG.news. Okay, and it has all the Q stuff posted in a similar kind of format than QAnon.pub did, or QMAP.pub. That one got taken down. But this one's very similar. And Q's been busy the last few days, and there's tons of stuff out there. But the one I'm paying attention to right now is QAG, QAGG.news. And then you can look at all the Trump's tweets and all the stuff that the way that the Q map used to do. So, it's interesting to pay attention to it. there's a lot of very interesting things on there that are what they call proofs. And there's connections there that are, let's just say they're too close to be just some goofy dorks on the internet. This whoever's doing this posting on a lot of this stuff, this has to be somebody that is very, very close to military intelligence, White House, so forth and so on. And that's
right.
The best I can explain.
Robert, thank you for taking my call, and I'm glad you're feeling better now, my friend, and God bless.
Well, thanks. Just to cover this thing here from Jim Stone, 4chan posters prove there's no election integrity at all. Up until last night, anyone in the world could flip votes in Oregon, Washington, and probably more states with only the voters' first, last, and birth date and an internet connection to do it with. The Queen could steal a U.S. election from her bedroom, and so could Xi. Seriously, it was that bad. America had no election this year. All right, then it goes through all the stuff from the Chans, all right? And you have to just, you got to go through this stuff. But let's take Dan in Washington. How are we doing, Dan?
Robert, I'm glad you're back, man. Missed you.
Yeah, that's you should get some of that stuff tested to see if that was a weird chemical in there. But
I've kept some of the bottles, put it that way, and I just haven't had the time, or I need, you know, but I still have the residue and so forth. So I've saved the evidence.
Good deal. Yeah. Hey, I hope Trump wins, but I'm definitely not like emotionally invested in this election. And kind of the death of Eddie Van Halen got me thinking. I got sick of Van Halen like 20 years ago, and now I've been listening to it. And
I can't really listen to the Hagar Van Halen.
You don't like Hagar? I'm 5150. I was just listening to that.
I'm into the like the first couple albums, just because like, it was so heavy.
Yeah, down on Mean Street or whatever.
Well, I like Unchained. I like Unchained. Yep. I like Atomic Punk. Ain't Talking About Love.
Yeah, those I like that
heavy,
one too.
Heavy songs. Yeah.
Well, they've been around for so long, it just kind of struck me, and I'm like, I didn't know that they were that old, you know? But I was thinking, that kind of music, the heavy metal scene, it's kind of like a warrior spirit for Europeans especially, I think.
Why do you think they had to basically try to destroy it?
Well, see, that's what I was thinking, because I swear, I can't find any information but Zbigniew Brzezinski. And it was a concert called Monsters of Rock in Europe. And if you go to like 1991, it had Metallica, AC/DC, Pantera, and it whipped like a million Russians up into like a frenzy, you know?
Sure.
And I can't find it though, but have you heard of that? Zbigniew Brzezinski basically admitted they used that Monsters of Rock kind of as a big weapon against the Soviet Union of propaganda.
Oh, well, you can watch some Metallica video stuff, footage, where they went to Russia and they had that massive concert and
Slayer,
so forth.
Too.
So you could actually find that on like some of Metallica's just type in Metallica and Russia, and you can watch kind of like a documentary about it.
Yeah, it's like literally like 50 people died. There was like, they say almost a million people there. And it was kind of like the same time as they had that little mini revolt against Gorbachev and stuff. And I kind of wonder if it was kind of like, you know, what you call a gay op or whatever, just a CIA kind of op, you know, in a way.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've just been really, for some reason, fell into this stuff with Khabib Nurmagomedov, the lightweight champion in the UFC, and he's from Dagestan. And this whole subculture in Chechnya and Dagestan and some of these Muslim republics of Russia, holy cow, mm-hmm. The MMA over there, these guys are a bunch of killers. And they're so hungry, and they are so hardcore, and they're basically, I mean, this guy that's fighting out of Stockholm, Sweden, named Kazmat Kimaev, and he's from Chechnya originally, got a cleft palate. I mean, ears like so swole up from fighting. It's just like, this guy's a stone killer, and he's taking over the UFC. But there's this massive fight happening in 6 days in the UFC of Justin Gaethje, this American kid, against Khabib Nurmagomedov, this Dagestani undefeated 28-0 UFC lightweight champion. And this thing's like massive in as far as a cultural event that a lot of people in our sector aren't even paying attention to. But I just kind of stumbled upon it. Holy cow, it's massive.
Yeah, it's weird how, I feel like in the 80s, they were trying to motivate your average white guy with the heavy metal stuff. Yeah. Everything was cool, 70s, 80s. And then, but you know, after that 1991 concert, the Soviet Union falls, and then heavy metal goes out of style.
They brought in Seattle, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, the grunge thing.
Yes, that was the weakening.
that was part of, well, Soundgarden's good. But yeah,
saying,
Nirvana.
That was the weakening that brought in the heroin culture.
Right.
The soft, new kind of nouveau punk.
Yeah, and then you had some good alternative, but definitely look at Seattle.
Yeah, look at Seattle. Chop Chaz, the whole Portland.
Yeah.
The destruction.
Well, it's like they changed the propaganda, right? The Soviet Union fell, so they don't need a bunch of motivated white guys to build society. Now it's the new world order, so they want to turn
us into the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
that's what they're doing.
It's just now demoralization.
Just like Rick Wiles said, Jewish Antifa is running the show now.
Yeah. Well, it's weird. Anyway, I wanted to bring up that point. It's pretty weird if you look at it, because we know they funded modern art and stuff. This whole thing with
Laurel Canyon and Lookout Mountain and all the counterculture and the Doors and just the strange L.A. stuff. And it's just Jerry Garcia, CIA from Grateful Dead. I mean, this whole thing is just a... It's just one big freaking artificial, and it's like I grew up in this, and it makes me feel so goofy now that I'm older and realizing that this was all just a freaking put on a platter for us to eat up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, at least it was good, though. You know, like Slayer, you're like, they did feel like a kind of a spiritual kind of warrior thing, I think, in the 80s, you know, with some of the heavy metal.
There's stuff out there right now. It's just not getting the attention,
right.
You know, like your Amon Amarth, your Sabaton, and a bunch of these other metal bands. There's a lot of big stuff out there, but they're here in the United States. They're getting squashed down while hip hop is getting pushed up. But
yeah, because it's not cool to be a white guy anymore.
Right.
You know,
you go over there to the Adriatic Sea. They've got their own metal. They've got their own stuff going on over there. Croatia and all that, man. Poland, they got their own thing going. And it ain't no punk stuff. Hungary.
Right.
You know, it's the future of the Europeans, man. The Caucasus Mountains. We're turning home, man. This is where the militancy's at.
Yeah. All right. Well, good deal. Hopefully it blasts a whole new wave this way, this direction.
All right. All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right. We're going to bring up Murr, and she's going to be our last caller. How you doing, Murr? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm good, Robert. I'm sorry to hear about that. You know, out there in Colorado is this Jared Polis, openly queer. But it's also Colorado, the main dwellings, I guess, of Larry Mizell, the one that holds the evil spirit that's ahead of the Kosher Nostra at the moment, you know?
Well, you got the Denver second, like, capital of the United States being kind of built there, the airport, all the weird stuff, and so your western capital. Very interesting. Yeah. And all the ley lines? Yeah.
Where they do the sacrifices there at the, Navarra? Under the Navarra? You know, because
Remember all that Stu Webb stuff where he was talking about that going on there? Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just him, but he's the one brought it out the most. And he's also the one that got hit in the head and knocked on the pavement and cracked his head open for the second or third time they tried to kill him. Yeah, and they have those tunnels underground there where they used to, you know, run the coal for heat. So that's how they went back and forth. But the Brown Palace Hotel is where all the limos would, you know, come up to, and they'd go in there and go down through the elevators down to those shafts.
There's a heavy Antifa presence there in Denver, too.
There's a lot of evil stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
but, I kind of hate to say this, but I've been trying to get people to think about not putting the verb I had, you know. We never used to conjugate like that. It's like the victimhood game, and we're saying, this is my buy-in, right? This But it's something that happened to you, something that was done to you. But you hear this all the time. This is just part of our speech now, whether we've fallen into where we're taking the blame. We're taking the karma for what's being done for us by saying, I had, you know, rather than saying, somebody did this to me, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. And I also want to work that into my lingo, Louisiana colloquialism. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm worried about you, so I'll be praying for you. But, you know, I was surprised if you weren't being more harassed, actually.
Well,
that's freaky when somebody comes in your house and messes around.
Well, you know, I was creeped out by it. I kept quiet about it. I haven't really said much on the air, but I figured, you know, one of these days I'm gonna walk into it somehow, and so I did.
No, it's good you get it out there for all of us to, you know, just like, you know, when Kathleen called in for prayers for her husband and her, you know, we're a network for each other, you know. There's power in that, great power, more power than the little dark forces have. You know, it's pretty messed up, but, like you were saying about the Antifa, you know, that was making me mad that they were trying to blend that together, and that was in the Q part that was taken down. What was this one you said you look at, QAG, A-G-G?
Yeah. Check that one out, QAG.news, Q-A-G-G
.news. Okay. Okay, because when I put it in the search, I just put that in. I came up with two videos at the YouTuber. But .news, okay, I'll have to check that out. And see, this is the thing with people. You want to hear secondhand what everybody else has to say. Since when? Look for yourself. The thing is Q. It's better than Queer Massage Drudge ever was. Just if you want to go in there and get news links and things, like you were saying. Yeah. They were way ahead of the game, way ahead in so many areas.
Right now, just for instance, what's interesting too is if you're not on Twitter, you can see a bunch of the stuff that the Q that they put on there as far as tweets that are quite interesting. YouTube videos, articles, stuff to the Chans. There's a lot of things, and just like whatdoesitmean.com, sort your fall. Mm-hmm. Now you might hate this site.
It
might be, but what's so great, you click on any one of their articles, and there are a ton of links there, and some of these links you might not be familiar with, and you'll be like, holy cow, what a web these articles weave, whether you know it, it's up to you to believe them or
not. Yeah, it's a gold mine.
They're all gold mines. So people look into it.
This Bernard guy, his only claim to fame before was escaping to Asia and getting himself an Asian girl. Okay, so this is his gig now. So.
All right, Murray, you got the last word.
All right.
All right. Have a good one. All right, folks, we'll see y'all. Keep your eyes open. A lot happening. We'll see y'all next week.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
the train led by